News Radio KMAN and Focus continues here on a Tuesday morning with Manhattan City Manager Ron Fear and Mayor Yusha Reddy. City Commission meets at 7 o'clock. They do have just a light agenda, only one item on the general agenda, which we'll talk about here in just a moment. We're talking about some other items of note here, though, as it is Election Day. And you know, there is a sales tax question that affects the city of Manhattan that's on the ballot tonight. I want to talk a little bit about that. Before I get to my questions, I'll take one that we got from a caller earlier here who couldn't stay on the line. But this is for either one of you here. If the sales tax question does pass tonight, what guarantees do residents have that property taxes will not increase?
Well, I can answer a little bit of that. So the intent of the sales tax is, you know, there are so many projects, and because of the pandemic and all, kind of like a recovery process and to replace the current one. As far as property taxes, this would reduce any kind of mill levy increases that may happen towards the economic development or any projects that are coming towards us, towards the city commission to make those decisions. But property taxes, I think there's this myth as though we are the only ones that control it. If your valuation goes up on your property, your taxes will increase. And that has nothing to do with any of your government agencies. Typically, they say one third of the property has an increase in valuation, one third has a decrease, and one third stays the same. So your taxes may go up anyway, even if we did absolutely nothing or if we did something dramatic, it would have nothing to do with us. And then the school district may also raise theirs, as well as the Riley County commissioners. So we would definitely be holding the line on what we do. It does reduce the burden of increasing property taxes for any kind of future projects that we have and what the city has, responsibilities on the city. I will let Ron answer that.
Yeah, thank you, Mayor. I think one of the points to factor in is the current sales tax. About a third of the proceeds are used to reduce debt and keep property taxes low. So right now that offsets about $2 million a year goes towards reducing those property taxes. And that will continue to occur through 2022 when the current tax expires. So if the sales tax isn't renewed, and that will go away, so that $1 million will no longer be supported by that existing sales tax revenue. But in fact, in the sales tax question that's on the ballot, that number increases significantly. So one of the things the commissioners will need to decide is it's about 70% towards infrastructure and debt reduction. So segmenting that out each year, or establishing a policy for how much will continue to go, but it will be more than what it is today. So I think that's some of the key factors as a result of what could happen if that passes.
All right. And again, I think it's important to note that it is a renewal. It's not a new tax. This is something that's already in place that people are voting on.
It is on the Riley County side. On the Pott County side, it would be an increase, because there's never been, it's been a county sales tax in the past. And so it replaces the city's portion of that tax, and not Riley County's. But it does make it equal, and certainly will generate a lot more revenue that could be used in both Riley and Pottawatomie County. The current sales tax is restricted for use only in the Riley County portion of Manhattan. So one of the other big advantages, if it passes, is that we currently have about $8 million projected to have in the fund by the end of 2022. Most of that has been pledged towards debt reduction on infrastructure that really won't even start until 2023. It's a lot of the projects that we've been working on and are working on that we have temporary financing in place, but we're keeping those proceeds in reserve to start paying that debt service when that that period starts. If the sales tax is approved, we'll have the new revenue stream that will take care of those pledges. And so we could start focusing on other priorities and recovery efforts right away with some of the proceeds that are currently in reserve for that future debt service. So that's one of the big advantages of the passage of the sales tax today, is that we could really look at some new initiatives that will help in our recovery efforts.
All right, assuming it doesn't pass, will that be kind of a priority for you here in 2021 on the City Commission to look at other options?
Certainly, it'll be part of the discussion. It makes, as we move forward with other projects, there's not a lot of other alternatives that the Commission has from a funding standpoint. So certainly will have to be a lot more prioritization of projects and budgeting for the 22 budget.
You know, I'm curious, and Mayor, this might be a better question for you here. We're going to get some new commissioners in for Riley County. Regardless of what happens tonight, we'll have two new commissioners. One thing they've been touting a lot is improving relationships between the city of Manhattan and Riley County. Where do you see that going here in the new year? Do you think that that's possible to maybe work to find more things where, you know, you guys can work together on, maybe to reduce, what's the word I'm looking for? Find contingencies or something like that. Efficiencies, yeah. That's the word I'm looking for.
No, I think you're right. I think, you know, we do have our city, county meetings once a month, and we have intergovernmental meetings once a month as well. So having new commissioners on the Riley County Commission will be good. Even with the present ones and past ones, we've always worked collaboratively on a lot of initiatives, whether it's with the Riley County Police Department, whether it's previous sales tax, with EMS, any kind of emergency services we've had to work together on, flooding issues we work together on. So there's a lot of places where we overlap, and we try to be efficient, like you said, in our resources. And I think the commissioners that will be elected on would also be a good group of folks that want to work collaboratively. It's very difficult to be working by yourself. It's near impossible to get done if city went into its own silo and we worked on our own, and the county commissioners went into their silos and they worked on their own. It's just very hard to do function as a community that way. And the city of Manhattan is a big portion of Riley County. So it's just in all of our best interests to work together. And I think that's going to continue during this process, whether it is, like I said, the North Campus Corridor, infrastructure. We have lots of committees working on flooding still, budgeting processes. So there's a lot that we will continue to work together on and probably be just as transparent or maybe even more so. And I'm looking forward to whoever is elected onto the Riley County Commission, again, to meet them, know more about them, and figure out other areas we can work together on.
All right. Well, let's take a time out. We'll come back and we'll get into some of what's coming up on the agenda here tonight. We'll do that after the break. You're listening to In Focus on KMAN.